how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Diary of This Ambitious Guy with Ifeoluwa Abobe. Now, this is a very weird time for me recording because this is 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm doing this recording. I'm trying new things out and I'm trying to see if it's possible I can do my recordings very early in the morning. And yeah, this is my first time to record it very early in the morning. So yeah, this is 5:39 a.m. 2nd of March. And happy new month, guys. Happy new month. Yep. So I just have like some few things to just share with you guys. Like updates on things that have been going on recently. Okay. Before that, this is the 19th episode, you know, and I think I made mention that in my 28th episode, that will be the next episode, I'm going to be doing a giveaway. Literally, I don't know what I'm going to be giving away yet, but I'm most likely going to be doing a giveaway, maybe giving away 10,000 naira, really, just to celebrate 28th episode. So, most likely by the 28th episode, I will let you guys know what the process is going to be like, what it takes to be a partaker of the giveaway, as well to participate, basically. So yeah, anticipate that. And also my next episode, 20th episode, I'll be having my first female guest on the podcast. So you guys anticipate, basically. So so few updates for myself. So I decided to give a try. I decided to give online adverts a try because I've never tried it before, and I said let me just give it a try. So, you know, in my last episode I talked about the fact that Yumrush started a new product, which is making chinchins in bags, large quantities for people that are willing to resell. So yes. So I decided to run like a Facebook ad. This will be the first time I'll be doing it. I've never done it before. So I decided to run a Facebook ad. Yeah, so I ran the Facebook ad for like 5 days. And out of, and I think I spent like 1,000 naira. I just did, let me just like a test run, right? Let me see how it works. Let me see if there's anything that maybe I need to learn and all sorts. So I did like a test run for it. And I spent 8,000 naira, so I did like a post on Facebook, then I, you know, posted the post with Facebook ad. So, and you know, surprisingly, the thing reached about 7,000 people, and out of the 7,000 people, I was able to get like 2 calls from 2 people, and out of the 2 calls, 1 person reached out and said they wanted me to send a bag of chinchin to them in Lagos. Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Like, one of my first set of customers is somebody in Lagos, not even someone in Akure. And you know, I'm really psyched about it, and I'm happy. Like, yes, I think there was a book I told you guys that I read Sell Like Crazy, and one of the major points in the book is you need to be able to spend to be able to make more money and spend on advertising, basically. So yeah, and I'm giving it a try. Let me give it a try and let's see how it works. Yeah, so I'll be sending by Tuesday, I'll be sending a bag of chinchin to someone in Lagos who bought it. So yeah, and I got that person's contact number because I knew the person. That was through online advertising. So yeah, and after that I try running another one again for like another 12 days. So in a way, for now I spent up to like 30,000 naira on adverts for the business. So this will be my first time trying things out, right? I know there are businesses that spend millions and thousands, hundreds of thousands on advertisement. But hey guys, I'm just starting, so I'm just starting. So yeah, this is like my first time doing it, so I just want to see how it goes and know my lessons from there and know what I need to adjust, what I need to maybe make sense of, basically. Yeah, so just wanted to just give you guys update on advertising running hard. So you guys, if you have a business, you literally can run ads on them. It will expose your business to people that have no idea of what you're doing, right? You have no idea of what you're doing. Okay, so yeah, apart from that, I also made my first sales of the bag of changing. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday morning. Yes. So somebody reached out. That's in Accra now. Somebody reached out and said they wanted a bag of changing. Sorry, a bag of changing. So I did that. I sent it across to them. Exactly. Yeah. So now the way this I'm doing my the way I'm selling, you know, at the moment when I initially started, I was like, okay, a bag of chinchin, which is like around 10 kg, is gonna go for 30,000 naira, and I really don't want to do half bags of chinchin, right? I just want to do a bag of chinchin, and it's gonna cost like 30,000. And the half bag, yeah, maybe, but the thing is that it does not pay if I'm doing an half bag of chinchin compared to doing a full bag of chinchin. I know, looks like I'm just saying chinchin up and down, but. I said I was going to put you guys on the loop on how it's going. So yeah, it is basically. So so the way I'm doing it right now, most of the people I've spoken to physically about this, most of them are on the fence about this, because 10,000 naira looks like a lot of money to them at the moment, like most especially my target audience. So, and some of them, you know, it's a new thing that they want to try out, so they don't want to bear all the risks. So, and you know, I'm willing to try things out. That is who I am. I don't know everything, right? So, and so what I, since I decided was that I'm going to be doing like they call it credit approach to it. So we are both going to be taking risk. Now I can take the full 100% risk, right? Also this other person too can take the full 100% risk, because it's just really the first time the person is buying something like this and wants to be sure that my product is good, my product is what is worth it, right? So I said, okay, do you know what, you do a 50% payment, down payment, I will send the product to you. Then after you have sold everything, after a particular period of time, you would pay me back, basically. So, and you know, that's the arrangement. And after I'm making that decision, I started making sales. I really have some set of people that I'll be delivering to tomorrow. I have another person I'll be delivering to my next week, Tuesday, which is the person in Lagos and all that. So, yes. It might look like just you are starting a new business. This does not make sense. Why will you be starting your business by giving people credit and all that? But the main reason I'm doing that is to build a form of trust and relationship. If I am so confident about my product I'm doing, then I don't see any reason why I can't give people this product on credit. And also, this is the reason why they are doing this, is because they want to be sure that my product is worth it. Because the same thing goes for me. Imagine I'm in their position and someone brings a product to me and say, yeah, this product is 30,000 naira, right? And I really want it, but I'm not sure if this product is actually worth it. I would see if I can get the same type of offer that they are requesting from me. That's okay. Can I maybe pay half, then sell the product and see how it moves in the market? Then after that, then pay the remaining half back to you. What do you think? So yeah, I totally understand. Totally understand. So that's why I'm doing it. So, and I'll keep doing it until maybe anything changes. For now, yeah. So if anybody is interested in getting a bag of changing, you'll probably get it at after price first. Not after price. You will get it by paying 50% down payment. Then after you get the bags and maybe you have made some sales, you can do like a full payment later. For now, yes. So yeah, I'm trying it out, and I've seen it's working. It's people are more interested in it than paying a full payment all at once. So yeah, I'm fine with it. Okay. So there's this question that someone asked me, like Do I think entrepreneurship is easy? No. The big answer is no. If you don't have the heart for it, please don't go into entrepreneurship. Please just stick to your 9-to-5. I think I've mentioned it in one of my episodes, either the second or third episode. Yeah, I can't remember which of the episodes, but my earlier episodes, I said, really, I would prefer you just stick to your 9-to-5. It is more predictable. You literally can plan on it. Unlike entrepreneurship, like, you literally don't know what can happen. Anything can happen at any single time. You know, don't know, a government policy might come up and say, and, you know, have an, that can have a very serious effect on your business. For example, price of stocks can just go high and go crazy, just like what we're experiencing in Nigeria at the moment. The price of dollar is just very crazy, making it hard for people to be able to even do businesses. You know, it can be very frustrating. So if you don't have the heart and the patience for it, then I don't think you should go into entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is not easy. I can assure you that it is not easy. So if you want to go into entrepreneurship, think about it. Think about it. Yeah, please, guys. Entrepreneurship is not easy. It is not. It is not easy. If I have the chance to rewind and say, do you want to do your magic out? No, I'm not. But I've started, but I just want to keep pushing. But this is not to discourage you. As I've said, if you have the heart for it, please go for it. But if you don't, I think you just stick to what is predictable. Because I seriously love predictability. I love to be able to predict things. I love to be able to plan based off of what I know will happen. Right? But entrepreneurship, you don't know anything what will happen. You just feel like, okay, maybe. You might plan that this is what's going to happen, or this is like maybe your revenue forecast for the next 1 month or next 2 months. And lo and behold, something changes. And you won't be able to meet that target. But 9-to-5, either market is good though, or market is not good though. Price of petrol is high or price of petrol is not high. You already know what you're getting as a salary for the month, and that won't change, honestly. So entrepreneurship is not easy. So please, you have to have the heart for it. You really have to have the heart for it. So also, in the making of the changes, right, one of the major challenges I'm having right now is consistency in the size of a product. So I'm really having doing a bit of research on how I'm going to do that, because the consistency kind of has an effect on the weight of the bags, the sizes, the quantity, and all that. So consistency is one of the things I'm trying to hack right now in the business. One of the things that I saw that would be of help is to get some machines that can help with that. So I know I started doing a bit of research, doing research on YouTube, on looking at machines that can help with the level of consistency. I saw some guys in China that produces machine that can make chinchins, very quite expensive at the moment. So I reached out to somebody here in Akure that builds machines and all, and just to discuss with them, maybe they can help me build some machine that can help me increase the level of consistency. And yeah, I made some big progress. But even though it's the money is also quite expensive, but not as expensive as buying it outside the country. It's not as expensive as buying outside the country, but still, yeah. So I think it's something that is affordable that I can buy here. So most likely for the business, I might be doing a bit of investment also in getting some machineries just to up with the level of consistency of what we produce. Yeah. So yeah, those are like some of the updates that I have for the business. And yeah. So guys, just as I mentioned initially when it started, next episode is going to be a giveaway episode. I'm going to be giving away 10,000 naira for people, and I really don't know what the approach is going to be like, but by that episode, I will let you guys know. Also, the next episode, we'll be having a guest on the show. It's going to be our first female guest on Door Tag. So, yeah, guys. And also, please, I've noticed most of the people that are listening to Door Tag still haven't subscribed or followed. So please, I would love if we can do that. This will help give a form of visibility to the podcast and as a source of encouragement to me that, yes, people are actually listening to this. Yeah, people that are listening to this podcast every single week. So, guys, please, I would so much appreciate it if you can subscribe or follow and also share this podcast with people that you think are going to enjoy or people that you think what I'm producing is going to be beneficial to them. Yep. Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.